3. Clinical evidence for tactile reading-based learning up to 2025. Between 2023 and 2024, Ai Miyazaki conducted a clinical study involving 8 dyslexia children with severe reading and writing learning disabilities (LD), who exhibited naming speed deficits and difficulties at the Kana level 8 with reading difficulties, 4 with writing difficulties, average age 10.4 years. Although the tactile reading training used in the study employed different material designs and text stimuli from those used in Sawara Glyph, the letters were similarly three-dimensional in height and shape. To assess reading and writing ability, we used the revised standardized reading and writing screening tests DRAR-1-3, along with a custom-designed questionnaire to evaluate perceived burden related to reading and writing tasks. 1. Improvement in reading fluency and reduction in perceived reading burden. Among 8 children with reading difficulties, 7 showed a reduction in reading time of 1.5 Z-score points or more on at least one of the 5 STRAR speeded reading tasks: hiragana words, katakana words, non-words, and sentences. When using a criterion of a 1.0 Z-score difference, 2 or more tasks showed improved reading time in these same children. The most notable improvements were observed in the word and non-word tasks, which suggests that the stepwise learning process, progressing from Kana 50 basic sounds to special syllables, words, and then short sentences, facilitated the formation of letter shape and word form memory, enabling chunked word recognition. Moreover, the observed fluency improvement even in meaningless non-words implies that the formation of associative memory between kana and sounds was also promoted. Children who showed improvement in the speeded reading tasks also reported, in the subjective questionnaire, that the burden of reading had decreased, indicating that objective performance gains aligned with their subjective experiences. 2. Improvement in writing recall and reduction in writing burden. All 4 children with writing difficulties showed an increase in the number of correct responses exceeding a Z-score difference of 1.5 on at least one of the 2 Kana writing tasks in the STRAR. In addition, all 4 children demonstrated a reduction in the time required to begin writing. It is considered that touching and reading aloud from three-dimensional hiragana and katakana letters promoted the formation of concrete and detailed letter shape memory for kana. Furthermore, through reading aloud accompanied by tactile input, the formation of associative memory between letter forms and sounds likely facilitated the encoding function needed to recall letter shapes from auditory input in writing tasks, writing what was heard. The shortened time between hearing and initiating writing is also thought to reflect an increase in retrieval efficiency from auditory cues to letter shape memory. All 4 children reported a reduction in perceived writing burden in the subjective questionnaire. These self-reported reductions were consistent with the observed improvements in writing function. 3. Facilitative changes in rapid automatized naming RAN. In this study, all 8 participating children with dyslexia exhibited impairments in rapid automatized naming RAN. Following the haptic tactile-based learning, 7 out of the 8 children showed a significant reduction in the average time required to complete the 3 RAND tasks included. In the STRAR-C figure 5. Specifically, 6 children improved by 1.5 Z-score points or more, and 1 child improved by between 1.0 and 1.5 Z-score points. The enhancement of RAND performance may be explained by 2 key effects of the haptic learning method: improvement in the formation and recall of letter shape memory, strengthening of the connection between visual letter forms and phonological representations spoken words. These 2 effects likely work together to promote RAN enhancement through see, touch, read aloud, multisensory activities. In typical naming tasks, visual stimuli are processed through the semantic system, followed by retrieval of phonological information from the phonological lexicon. However, studies involving patients with aphasia have shown that visual letter cues can facilitate naming performance 1-4. In the current study, the improvement in recalling letter forms through tactile input, combined with stronger connections between letters and sounds, likely enabled the visual and phonological lexicons to interact, allowing the recalled visual forms, letter shapes, of pictures or numbers to act as internal cognitive cues, thereby supporting phonological retrieval. Furthermore, neurological studies have reported that connectivity between the left fusiform gyrus and areas responsible for semantic memory and phonological processing is strengthened during the development of naming ability 1-5. The left fusiform gyrus plays a central role in representing both letter and word forms, and also in integrating visual, tactile, and auditory information. Thus, the multisensory reading process involving vision, touch, and sound may have contributed to changes in the connectivity of neural networks centered around the left fusiform gyrus. While the exact mechanisms behind RAN improvement remain unclear, future studies using functional brain imaging, e.g., fMRI, will be essential for further investigation. 4. Adaptability of tactile reading-based learning and individual differences. In this study, 7 out of 8 children demonstrated improvements in RAN and reading/writing abilities following haptic-based learning. However, 1 child did not show any such improvements, and no reduction in perceived burden was reported in the subjective questionnaire. This finding suggests that no single learning or training method is universally effective, and that the effectiveness of tactile-based learning may vary among individuals. I. Miyazaki focused on performance in the Reaustrieth Complex Figure Test, ROCFT, a tool commonly used to assess visual memory. Specifically, I examined changes in reproduction accuracy 3 minutes and 30 minutes after copying the figure. In ROCFT, it is known that a reminiscence effect often occurs, in which the 30-minute delayed reproduction outperforms the 3-minute one due to cognitive reorganization over time 1-6. This effect may reflect characteristics of memory formation involving multisensory input, including tactile perception. Upon analysis, children whose 30-minute reproduction scores exceeded their 3-minute scores tended to respond well to tactile reading-based learning. In contrast, The one child who showed no improvement from haptic learning also experienced a decline in reproduction performance between the 3-minute and 30-minute intervals. These findings suggest that performance on ROCFT reproduction tasks may serve as a potential indicator of an individual's adaptability to haptic-based learning. Moving forward, we aim to develop screening tasks that can more directly evaluate individual suitability for tactile-based learning methods.